Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
We've been talking about it all day, and a guy that we love to talk to, Paul Byrd. You watch him on Fox Sports South. Braves pitcher.
Former.
Braves pitcher joining us right now. And, man, we appreciate it. I know you've been running around like you're a chicken with its head cut off, bro. We appreciate you jumping on with us, you doing all your responsibilities for Fox Sports. So we thank you.
No, I appreciate it, man. I'm here to work. I love your all's show. I love the Braves, so it's fun to talk about. It does get a little crazy every now and then, but, you know, I played in the big leagues for a while, and that's just what it is. Travel, crazy, right. Crazy schedule. So I'm on it. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Yeah, man. I said on Twitter, great job. I know you're sitting in for Franchi, doing a fantastic job on the color commentary role. Some great stuff. Love your rap about holding the guys on and how it's hard to get, you know, you're looking at the guy at second, but how do you keep the target? That was kind of cool in the Milwaukee games. All right, Paul, what are we going to do here, man? Ender's up. How do we get Riley back on track? And are you trying to showcase Ender, or what is his long-term goal, or what is his purpose now with his team?
Yeah, so I don't think you're trying to showcase Ender. You have to win the game. You have to win every single game from here on out. Every series is important. I just talked to Snit. That's his goal. So it doesn't matter if we're playing the Nationals, who we're playing, first, last place team. We have to win the game. So we are going to do whatever we think is going to help us win that game. So if Ender being in center field gives Riley a day off, if in a couple days it gives Acuna a day off, whatever happens to make the team better. And some guys do need a day off every now and then, and I think that's the role that you will see Ender in. If he's super hot, then I think, you know, he'll see more time. But right now I see him giving those guys a spell, according to Snit. Nobody's lost confidence in Riley. I think, you know, he was hot for, you know, 2-3 months, and he's cooled off, needs to do a better job of hitting the slider, recognizing the slider. I talked to Austin, you know, the other day, and he's just saying the sliders are so good up here in the big leagues. They break so late. He's getting a little bit, you know, taking a little bit of time to adjust to that. But, you know, his talent swinging the bat is so good. I think it'll just be a matter of time before he takes off again.
Paul, what should Braves fans expect from a start tonight from Kyle Wright, who gets the ball? I know the rotation has been, you know, adjusted accordingly for this particular series with the Nationals. But tonight, yeah, what should Braves fans expect?
I think you're going to see a different Kyle Wright. This is what I like so much about Kyle Wright. His stuff is just front line, number one, number two type stuff. But he's pitched a little scared at times. He hasn't attacked the strike zone early, and he hasn't pitched as if he knows how good his stuff is. And so I think when you go down to AAA, at some point, everyone makes the change, and they just start to believe in themselves, and they start to pitch aggressively. Instead of being behind in the count 2-0, 2-1, they'll be ahead in the count more, you know, up 1-2, 0-2. And so I think if he comes out and throws strikes tonight, gets ahead in the count because he has put away pitches, I think he'll have a good start. And I'm not guaranteeing that. I'm just anxious to see if he's made that transition. And the fact that he's been down in AAA doing just that tells me something. So now his job is to carry that same faith and belief and his stuff into the game tonight. And let's face it, guys, it's a big one.
It is, man. We don't want to give these guys any juice, although the Nationals do look like they'd be the number one wild card if they keep on trucking. Paul Byrd's with us, guys, from Fox Sports South here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You mentioned AAA. We saw Fulte have a nice, strong outing, 6 strikeouts, only one earned run. When does Fulte come back?
I don't know. We just asked that question to Snit, and he didn't act like, you know, that was going to happen on Sunday. It looks like it'll be Kevin Gausman. That's the plan for Sunday. Gausman has been down working on a cutter, working on a curveball. I think everybody's excited to see him if he's made the adjustments. But nobody's forgotten about Mike Fultonevich because, you know, he's an all-star last year. He's the you know, playoff starter, he was the guy. I think that they're just going to monitor him and, you know, see the next time they would need him. These things work themselves out. But I think Gausman, barring no one gets hurt in the next day or two, I think you'll see Gausman on Sunday.
It is our guy, Paul Bird, guys. Watch him on Fox Sports South. Major League Baseball analyst, Braves start a big series tonight against the Nationals. Paul, I was looking at the Nationals' bullpen. They're bad. This is not a strength of their ball club. And as much as we talk about their starters, the bullpen is terrible. Six ERA. I mean, if we can get to the bullpen, I feel really good about our chances.
Yeah, you know, that it's hard for a team to click on every level and be good at everything. Good bullpen, good starters, you know. Good hitters, good defense, speed, power, average. I mean, those are the teams like last year's Red Sox or something where they just kind of, they're just better than everybody else. Most of the time a team has weakness. You're absolutely right on the gnat. I don't like having a team that has a bad bullpen. Here's why. You're really excited 7th, 8th, 9th inning, and you think you're going to win, and you lose the game. Those kind of losses take a lot away from a team. It's not good mojo after an so I say that because all losses are not a loss. If you lose 2-1, you tip your cap, the other guy pitched better, got outpitched, it was a great baseball game, but you lost. If you continue to lose games that you expect to win, then when you're winning the game in the 5th, 6th, or 7th inning, guys on the bench are making comments like, here we go, and it's just bad chemistry. So, you know, that's one of the things that we'll have to see if the Braves can. Strasburg, obviously very, very good. But over the course of this series, have to see how soon we can get into that bullpen. It's a really good combination for the Braves because the Braves, after the 7th inning, are the best team in baseball offensively. So it'll be, interesting to see if that works itself out in this series.
It is Paul Bird, guys, doing a great job for Fox Sports South. Join us here as the Braves get the homestand. Big one against the Nats here in the East. Hey, man, let's talk about the trade rumors. We got a few more weeks to figure this out. We talked a lot about everybody wants to put the Giants have. Madison Bumgarner and certainly, you know, there's a few other relief pitchers out there too. But real quick, any interest, Paul, in you for Mike Minor? You know, he had the rotator cuff issues. Now the Rangers apparently looking to move him.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. You know, I don't personally feel like it's a bad thing if somebody comes back to where they started before. It's a new team. It's new people. It's new everything. And he's very good. And at $9 million next year, it's a club-friendly option for Texas. So they would be asking for probably a little more because of that. You know, that's a lot of money. But considering what he's done, it's a very good deal for a team. So that would be also interesting. And the good thing I like about the Braves is they have so many prospects.
Right.
I said this on air, and I appreciate your kind words listening to the broadcast. One of the things I really do like about the Braves is they've gone through this rebuilding process very quickly, and somehow they have a great team on the field. And I don't know how this has happened, but they have not depleted their minor league system, meaning there's so much more left. So I guess I do know how that happened. They drafted very well. But, you know, the point is the Braves have the ability to go get whoever they want with prospects. And it'll be interesting. And, yeah, you know, Mad Bum, man, with his experience in the playoff, I like being somebody that you're going to throw out there and you know what you're getting. And I think that is the attractiveness there.
I agree with you. It's Paul Bird, guys. We're talking Braves, Nationals. Big series that starts tonight. If you're just joining us, Kyle Wright gets the start. And you just heard Paul talk about it looks like Gausman will start probably Sunday. Is what it looks like, but the rotation will shape out over the weekend. I want to ask you about Donaldson, man. He had 4 RBI. I know we lose, you know, that last game of the series against the Brewers, but Donaldson is living up to the expectations, man. You look at his numbers, and he is being consistent and coming through in some big spots, Paul.
He is. That's what you paid for. You paid for an MVP on the field, and you paid for an MVP in the locker room, and he has been both over the last month. He's sneakily had a very good year, and I say that because, you know, he's not hitting 310, 320, but the home runs have been at crucial times, and he's, you know, at times carried the team, and then he's made great defensive plays at third base. I love him most in the locker room because he's got, you know, a little swagger, and he walks in there and makes sure everybody's doing their business, got a little edge to him, and I think you need that guy. So the Braves have other leaders on the team like Freddie Freeman and B-Mac who lead in different ways. And it's a really nice combination. They have very good chemistry. Alex Anthopoulos, when he got Donaldson, told us this was going to happen.
Yeah, it was kind of
funny. I got him not just on the field but for off. The guy wants to win. He's a little nuts, and he is one of the best clubhouse guys you could ever have. And I'm seeing that happen now.
Yeah, I'm sure to catch up. I was going to say it was kind of neat when he took the big lead off first, challenging Ryan Braun to make the throw, gets the second, then he gets picked off. But that's Donaldson, man. He's always pushing it. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, that was his only hiccup. He got a little too crazy. But, you know, he's shushing dugouts with his finger and all sorts of stuff. And if somebody slides into somebody hard at second base and they got to pass Donaldson on the way to the other dugout, they're going to hear something.
Right.
So it's really fun to watch.
All right, let's do our weekly update. This time you're on the clock. Luke Jackson, do you trust him now? Do we need a closer? Or are you still ready to roll the dice with a guy that got his first 1-2-3 in about 7 outings?
Yeah, I like Luke Jackson. I like guys that have struggled in battle and fight. And Luke struggled early, but he showed me a lot of makeup. He didn't quit. He didn't start pitching scared. He came out and started attacking guys. You know, would I love for Luke every time to come out to have a 1-2-3 inning? Yeah. But you know what? He doesn't. But I think he's earned the right on this team right now to stay in the closer's role and continue. Sometimes we get a little entertainment at the end. He has blown some saves. The pen has blown some saves. You mentioned the Nationals. I'm sure they'd love to have the Braves bullpen. So he has done a good job in his first year ever in the big league as the closer role. I think that's something else that we forget. The closer role for me is hard to forecast come playoff time. Over the course of the season, it matters a lot. When it comes to playoffs, you don't know because that guy's only going to throw one inning here or there. So if you're going to ask who would we need, I'd rather have a starter first. If we can get a closer, that's fine. But I would rather have somebody to match up against, assuming the Braves make the playoffs, Kershaw game 3. Move everybody down, and then whoever's a back-end starter can go to the pen, and you get a boost there too. You look at Craig Kimbrell, who everybody would have loved to have had, including me, and the Red Sox were afraid to put him in last year in the postseason at the end of the game.
Right.
So there's no guarantee, hey, we go get this guy, it's over, we've done it, we won. No. What has to happen is you have to have guys who are hungry, ready, confident, will battle, like Luke, to get hot at the right time. Mm-hmm. Make the playoffs and are clicking at the right time, they'll be an extremely dangerous, you know, team to face in the postseason, and that's where you could possibly get another title.
Great stuff, as always. Paul Byrd, thanks for joining us, man. Again, appreciate you making time for us, bro.
Hey, loved it. Loved the show. Keep it going.
Thanks, man.
Mark may be coming off the field pretty soon, so get excited.
Right on.
We will. Paul Byrd, check him out, guys. Fox Sports South.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.